This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Democrats were the big losers in Tuesday's midterm election. Republicans took control of the U.S. Senate and governor's mansions around the country and increased their power in the House of Representatives. What does that mean for the next big contest, the 2016 presidential race, and the aspirations of one buzzworthy Democrat who may run, Hillary Clinton? The former Secretary of State, First Lady, and Senator from New York stumped for Democrats this election season. It's widely expected that she will make her decision in the next few months. Here to talk about how the midterm results affect her possible candidacy is Amy Chozick, who covers Hillary for the New York Times. Welcome to WNYC, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
What do Tuesday's results mean for former Secretary Clinton? Do they make it easier or harder for her to run?
Well, I think both. They didn't come as a big surprise. I think they sort of expected that the Democrats would lose the Senate. I think on one hand, it makes it easier for her because if she runs in 2016, she no longer has to really run against Obama. She can run against, presumably, unpopular Republican Congress, and she can draw contrasts with Republicans rather than having to really focus on drawing contrasts with the Obama administration in which she served.
Mrs. Clinton may not have to run against President Obama, but she will have to explain her role in the Obama administration. After all, she was his Secretary of State. She's been hammered on foreign policy issues like Benghazi. What will Clinton need to do to distance herself from the Obama administration?
She has to be clear that she is not running for Obama's third term. That said, there is not a lot of daylight between she and President Obama on a lot of issues. You mentioned serving as Secretary of State. I think some of the biggest policy differences were on some of the foreign policy issues. But when it comes to health care, the economy, there's not a lot of difference. And I think she will present herself as a nitty-gritty, get-things-done kind of leader, and that will be a contrast to the Obama administration, which, you know, many people blame for the stalemate in Washington.
Do you see any complications for her with regard to Obamacare? How do you see her walking that fine line there?
In her campaigning for a midterm candidate, she praised the Affordable Care Act, especially in places like Kentucky, where it's been implemented locally and has successfully helped people get access to health care. I think she's not going to back away from that. And as you said, she can't. This was initially her baby in the 90s, right? And I also think that the exit polls show that this election wasn't a referendum on the Affordable Care Act. You know, it was a mix of issues. If anything, it was a referendum on people just thinking that there's too much dysfunction in Washington, anti-status quo, and right now, that dysfunction is blamed on the Obama administration.
We won't know until she actually says whether she runs for president. But what signs are you looking at now? What tea leaves are you trying to read?
I think, you know, going to the Harkin steak fry in Iowa, making appearances in these states that would be key states in a 2016 election are obviously signs. Will they be convening donors? Will they be talking to advisors about how to structure some sort of campaign? And also, I think, you know, will we see her reaching out to business leaders, union leaders, others, doing a sort of listening tour about what they would want to hear from her in a 2016 campaign?
When on the political calendar would you suspect she'll make a decision?
There was some talk about whether she would form an exploratory committee this year. I think that is unlikely now, given that there's still a runoff in Louisiana set for December, and then it's the holidays. So, I mean, my best guess would be early next year, but of course that fluctuates and things change, and we'll see.
If she decides to run, what will be her biggest challenges?
There were two sort of conflicting uncertainties coming out of exit polls, and that was a feeling among many Americans that the economy is not working for them. It's not working for regular people, and I think that's a big concern, and that's one that Hillary Clinton, you know, could do well addressing. The other concern is that Washington is too big, and then people are sort of in an anti-government phase, and I think that is a challenge for her, a candidate who would be so associated with Washington and who is so well known. How does she sort of position herself as anti-status quo?
Amy Chozick covers Hillary Clinton for the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining us, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.